The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
We probably expected this, so we have a backup plan. They're hooking up now. This was attacked. The whole technology was attacked. We expected that, but we do have a backup plan. It'll be probably another 5 minutes. And I want all you guys to know that out there, that this is why, because I need to get the word out. We can't even get the word out to the people that are frankspeech.com because they blocked the thing. Everybody, tonight you're going to see something at 7 o'clock that it's going to change the world. The media and Facebook and Twitter and the biggest cover-up in history, they lied. They've been doing it to me for months, just attacking me relentlessly. And that's why we're here, and that's why they've done this. So they don't want me to show up. But I'll tell you what, we have backups and the show will go on. Then what they tried to do is kill our voice of free speech. They took that away. They kept taking it away, and then they put out their own narrative. We already knew they used to do their own narrative, but when they take they take stuff away where they don't, you can't even talk, like Fox. I was on Jimmy Kimmel. Did everybody see him try and destroy me? Well, he asked me something, and the reason I went on there is why? Because I couldn't get the word out anywhere. That's why we had Frank's speech, and they attacked it then, and we never broke. We went live stream. They went one step beyond this time, let me tell you. They were ready.
A few statements there from Mike Lindell this morning at his symposium. An hour delay because of a computer hack. I was on the live stream, well, both of them, frankspeech.com, and then he also has it streaming at lindelltv.com. And right at 9 o'clock, the site crashes. You can't get the video on either website. Now, there were a few news organizations like Right Side Broadcasting that also had a live stream of what was happening there. So there he was on stage explaining why they were delayed and how that they had come under attack, a cybersecurity breach, one time, two times, three times. Well, now they're off and running, and when he finally did get it started, they began with a pretty amazing video. 12, 15 minutes. I don't know exactly the time. Maybe we'll play that for you on tomorrow's show. In any event, lots to get to. Lots of breaking news happening even as we begin today's show. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We're very, very happy to have you join our growing audience that, it goes right around the world. We've got people listening in from Australia and from Philly. You can see it from the emails that come in from Canada, from the UK, Europe, New Zealand, South Africa, the Caribbean. I saw one just this morning. So we're very happy to have you join that growing audience, as I say. The live stream, of course, comes to you every day, barring any kind of computer hack that might happen along the way. But it's live every day at our own website, thetrumpet.com/live. On that page, you can also get to all of the podcasts that are posted each day after the show. Also, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform, takes the audio-only stream into 11 million homes around the United States. So we get the audio stream out there. We get the video stream out there on our own website. And as I say, the audience is growing. Well, what I want to draw your attention to as we keep our eye on the symposium there with Mike Lindell is the communist infiltration of the United States of America. That's essentially what his opening video was about. And of course, he spent quite a lot of time explaining how that he's been censored and he's been trying to get this message out. And he's been working to bring together all of this. He's doing things that, frankly, the DOJ should be doing. Look at what Obama triggered. at the end of 2016, this sham of an investigation, and then the report that followed that said, yes, Russia not only meddled, they did it in a way that helped Donald Trump. And they rushed to get that report out because that was used as a pretext, along with the dirty dossier and other things too. But that was used as a pretext to not just investigate Donald Trump, but to target him, to spy on him, to try to frame him. And now you have all of this evidence, the thousands of affidavits, the evidence that Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis were out there explaining in detail, the witnesses coming before those state legislatures. And the DOJ, and it started with Bill Barr. He's not there now, but it started with Bill Barr. Hey, nothing to see here. Nothing to investigate here. The most perfect election in history? Really, Chris Krebs? Not at all. The biggest steal of the century. That's what it amounts to. And here you have the pillow guy. Using his own money to investigate this, to look into this. And he's hacked right at 9 o'clock. You know what else happened at 9 o'clock when this symposium was supposed to begin? Dominion launches a $1.6 billion lawsuit against Newsmax and OAN, two of the few news organizations that were there at the symposium to cover it. It's all just coincidence, isn't it? What else is going to happen today or tomorrow or Thursday as a massive distraction in hopes that no one's paying attention? People are paying attention. People are tuning in. Right Side Broadcasting, the last time I saw, it was up over 200,000 viewers watching. Just on that little podunk stream. I mean, they do a good job. I guess they're not exactly podunk anymore, because people are going to sources, alternative sources like that, because the message is being censored in the United States of America. It's being blotted out by the communists. And of course, their ultimate goal or aim is to blot out even the name of Israel, as it says in 2 Kings 14. Think about the communist infiltration into the United States of America. The He Was Right booklet. The communist infiltration of America was prophesied. It was prophesied. That's on page 46. 46. It's been in this booklet for years and years. You talk about, this isn't the trumpet, but you talk about the trumpet tagline, tomorrow's news today. You get tomorrow's headlines today. What about this headline from the Trumpet magazine or this cover? The China threat. This goes back to February of this year. It says, wake up to the threat from China. And that's really what the video that Mike Lindell led off with this morning, that's what it was about. In fact, at the end, the narrator says, this is your wake-up call. Look at what the CCP is doing. Look at what they're getting away with. Look at this dark money. Look at these organizations, the ones even behind Dominion. You go into this spread, the middle part of that Trumpet magazine, the tangled web of e-voting. And we give you a lot of the information and content that was discussed in this video, Mike Lindell's video earlier this morning. And as I say, the video is really well done. We'll play some of it tomorrow. But I just want to highlight the importance of the Trumpet magazine and Bible prophecy, for that matter. The sure word of Bible prophecy. Who was talking about the communist infiltration into the United States even back during World War II, during the 1950s, the 1960s? Yes, indeed, this is your wake-up call. Wake up to what's happening. Wake up to the China threat. A few highlights from that He Was Right booklet or brochure, Mr. Armstrong, prophesying about that communist infiltration. It says here, I was saying over the air, this is quoting Mr. Armstrong, I was saying over the air and writing back in 1934 that the communists' unwavering strategy was as a first offensive toward world domination, propaganda. He said this back in 1980. It says they began sowing the seeds of their communist atheistic education all over the United States, especially among college professors and students. They began sowing the seeds of their communist ideology back in the 30s and 40s. I saw a tweet from a conservative commentator yesterday. He said, the best thing you can do for America's future is to get your kids out of school, out of public school, and to homeschool them. Until we can get rid of the propagandists that have taken over the university, that have taken over the educational system. This is not just infiltration, as I've said here recently. This is an act of war. You look at what happened in the Wuhan lab. You look at what happened on November 3rd, as Mike Lindell's discussing these next 3 days. This is an act of war. And most people in America, they're blind to what's happening. That's why they need a wake-up call. Because if you're listening to CNN or whatever else, you're not hearing any of this. You're not getting any of this. All that you're hearing is that, well, Mike Lindell, he's crazy. He's a wacko. He goes on Jimmy Kimmel, as he mentioned there in that montage, and he's made fun of. Everybody has a good laugh. He said he went on that late-night comedy show, if you can even call it comedy. He said he went on there to just try to get the message out because no one else will discuss it. I told you yesterday about the strategic edit Fox News had on just a phone conversation with Donald Trump and one of the Fox News commentators. In passing, Donald Trump talked about the election steal. It's blotted out. YouTube's not going to put up with that. The YouTube police. Mr. Armstrong, he said this, communism is the devil's effort through his demon-inspired human tool to take from us this greatest national and economic blessing God ever conferred on any people. It's a tool of the devil. And they want to bring down the United States and rule the world. And there's a lot of radicals in government within the United States that are quite happy to do that or allow it. Because so many of them, like the Biden crime family, they're paid off. They've been bought and paid for by China. I was talking to it was pointed out in the Lindell video this morning that he produced, how much land and resources China and other countries are just gobbling up here in the United States. It's happening right before our eyes. How many media empires, if you go high enough up, it's controlled by some communist Chinese organization. Professional sports. Look at the NBA. Look at the way they submit to China. They don't stand up for Taiwan. They don't stand up for the other abuses that go on a daily basis. Human rights abuses all over the place. And you've got these celebrities just groveling before their Chinese masters, apologizing for one little misstatement that might sound supportive of Taiwan. Well, they've got to come and apologize to the CCP. It's happening right here in our own nation. All of these traitors, really, they've compromised with this demon-inspired human tool, as Mr. Armstrong called it. Mr. Armstrong says, before World War II, the Communist Party in the United States was making great headway. That's what he wrote back in 1980. Now, the 1980 article is now over 40 years old. But he said in that 1980 piece that, look, they were making great headway even before World War II. One final quote, it says, they began infiltrating the colleges and universities. If they could not convert professors, they worked on students who would become teachers later. Thus, they were recruiting teachers to teach their doctrine all over the United States. That, my friends, is fulfilled prophecy. He was right. He was right long before Mike Lindell came along, and good for Mike Lindell. And a few others, like Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, and of course Donald Trump. But who was there 40, 50, and 60 years ago proclaiming the truth, boldly proclaiming the truth? They were patient, the communist infiltrators. Let's just get in there. Hey, we got to start somewhere. If we can't get to the teachers, let's get to some of the students and let's prepare them for when they will teach. Well, look at where we are now. The teachers, they have been brainwashed. They have converted to communist ideology. And look at the graduates that universities are churning out year by year. Look at some of the things university-educated students are saying. They're hostile to their own nation. The spirit of anti-Americanism. Even as they bow before the CCP, if you're LeBron James or if you're a Hollywood actor, you've got to submit to the CCP. But you certainly can't be supportive of or complimentary of someone like Donald Trump. He's evil. He's like Hitler. So say the university instructors, the professors. This needs to be exposed. It's being exposed. That's why you have the communist-inspired hack. Whoever it was this morning, not 9 a.m. on the dot. And down go the servers. What does that tell you about what happened? Forget about Mike Lindell and his symposium for a moment. What does that tell you about November 3rd? What do they have to hide? What are they so worried about? Why do they not want Mike Lindell to speak even? Why do they not want him on Twitter, Facebook? Why do they want to take away Rudy Giuliani's law license in New York? Why do they want to send Donald Trump to prison? Why do they want to keep sifting through all of his taxes? Why do they want to give all of his tax receipts and whatever else to the media? The constant harassment, the attack, it just continues. One thing you know about the communist movement, they are always on the attack. They are always on the offensive. And the cowards that are always in retreat, that are always surrendering, that are always there to say, well, to lie. This was perfect, this election. Those machines, none of them were connected to the internet. None of them. None of them were connected to any kind of a network. All of it lies, and they know it. They know it. They're lying. They're looking out for their own. Maybe their own political ambition, and maybe some of them are just communists through and through and proud of it. This is from Human Events, talking about the communist censorship of America. It says, whether one wants to admit it or not, the fact of the matter is that American censorship is being carried out not by libertarians or conservatives, but by liberals. The very same people that so fiercely advocated free speech decades ago are now equally fiercely advocating censorship. The Democrat Party, that's the party that supposedly they're all about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, no restraints, no rules. I mean, if it's the internet, it's just got to be the wild, wild west. Pornography, we just spew it out to the rest of the world. It doesn't matter at all. And now these communists, they grab hold of power, and what do? We've been talking over the past week about Malachi's message and just some of the similarities you see with the Laodicean movement in the Worldwide Church of God, this seventh and final era of God's church. And some of the things that those those corrupt agents were doing and saying before Herbert Armstrong died, before he died, or even right after. I mean, they were talking about, boy, we've got to liberalize things. The doctrines, we've got to, lower the standard. a little bit. And you know, Mr. Armstrong, he's kind of an authoritarian. We've got to relax the government. You know, we want the people to have more say. And you know, one man rule, that's not the way to go. We don't like that. And then they get power. And we went through James 5. And the death or the murder of the just one. My father wrote in Malachi's message how that Herbert Armstrong was essentially disfellowshipped post-mortem. He died and he was out of the way, like 2 Thessalonians 2 says. And then they came into power. And I mean, all the things that they used to criticize, the one-man rule, for example, they used it. They then used that power, that authority, to force their will on the poor people, the peasants. They get to power, and they use the power they said they hated so much. They use it to impose their will on the brethren. And if you don't comply, what happened to you? What happened in the 1990s? Well, you were excommunicated. You were kicked out of the church. You were fired. You were fired and left without a pension. You question any of their decisions. You question their doctrinal changes. And, well, you might be booted out of the church. Mystery of the Ages. They started hauling those into the dumpster. They had their little book burning, these good liberals. That's what happened in God's church. Look at what's happening in the United States of America. It's like this Human Events piece says, look, it's not conservatives or libertarians that are behind this push, this quest to censor and delete. These are good liberals we're talking about. These are champions of free speech, supposedly. They want to blot out Mike Lindell. They want to blot out any kind of conservative message. They want to blot out the name of Israel. They want to blot out political opposition. They want to blot out this church. That's just the way. Once they get control of the levers of power, it doesn't matter what they said yesterday or last month. They'll change their tune in a hurry to carry out their very ambitious and audacious goals. And what we're seeing now at the southern border of the United States, what we're seeing now in this fight against voter integrity laws, what we're seeing now in the attempt to destroy Donald Trump and his supporters, or to let them rot in jail through to basically persecute them through the process, even when you don't have the evidence. Well, just let them sit in jail and try to prolong things or delay things so there's no trial for a while. I noticed today the man that was in custody for supposedly beating Officer Sicknick, he was ordered to be released from jail. Some judge with some sense said, look, there's no evidence here that he was trying to kill him or hurt him. So let him out. Let him out of jail. You think Jake Tapper and Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are going to be talking about that? They're still talking about the fire extinguisher. They're still. I gave you a clip just a week or two ago. It was Chris Cuomo, I believe. The fire extinguisher lie. Taking the fire extinguisher and just bashing Officer Sicknick to death on January 6th. There's a big lie. There's a big lie that the propagandists in the media have been spewing forth about January 6th, about November the 3rd, and about the Wuhan lab. What was it that the former CDC director had to say about the Wuhan lab theory? Listen to this soundbite, clip one.
But we have seen growing evidence to support that this in fact, was a consequence of a laboratory leak. So I continue to believe, of the two hypotheses, that the laboratory leak is the most likely origin of this virus. It's, in a way, tragic, because you would then say that this pandemic was caused in a way by science, not necessarily by nature. And I think I'm very disheartened when I've seen how the scientific community failed to approach both hypotheses with an open mind. I mean, I was very rapidly sidelined, threatened, and, you know, really put on sort of outed, because somehow I believed as a virologist that this virus may have come from the laboratory.
Sidelined and threatened? A CDC director? Threatened? Because he said, hey, we need to consider that this might have come from the Wuhan lab. The Chinese communist lab. How could he be threatened? By whom? Well, you know the story there with Dr. Fauci, Peter Daszak, the funding of those labs. The good doctors in the United States government working in cahoots with communist Chinese officials. And there's the former CDC director saying, the evidence that continues to come in shows that it came from the lab. Was it leaked? Or was it let out purposefully? If on purpose, that's an act of war. If it was leaked, even then, as I've said before, it was used. It was used as an act of war. Politically speaking, it certainly was. Absolutely. The CDC director, yeah, I was threatened. Threatened. In the United States of America? Threatened for saying it could have come from the lab? That's what happened. That's what, as he said there, it was caused by science. What are we told over and again? We gotta go with the science. You gotta trust the science, say the scientists who caused the pandemic. It makes me think of the Babylon Bee headline from yesterday. What was it? Government's problems need to be solved by bigger government, says the government. That's always the solution. They cause the problems, and then they come in and say, you know what the solution is? More government. We've got the perfect fix. This vaccine. It's perfect. It's just like the election in November. It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no side effects. Nobody dies. Nobody gets brain clots, blood clots. Nobody has heart attacks because of it. Nobody has limbs amputated because of it. None of that. You get the jab. And now Biden's saying, if you're going to be in the military, you've got to get the jab. And as I think it was Conservative Treehouse pointed out, it's not even mandatory yet for the staff in the White House or at the DOJ. But if you're a 21-year-old American working in the military, you have to get it, okay? You have to. The other point that website brings out is just how Obama is the master, and he doesn't care about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's disposable. Obama's loving this because he can work behind the scenes, and if anyone has to be the fall guy for the disaster at the border or anything else in this radical communist ideology that's being carried out, well, they can throw Joe Biden under the bus in a heartbeat. It's a perfect, you want to talk about perfect? It's a perfect attack and strategy coming from that satanic tool. What did Mr. Armstrong say it was? Communism is the devil's effort through his demon-inspired human tool to take from us this greatest national and economic blessing God ever conferred on any people. He's talking about the blessings that God promised to Israel because of Abraham's obedience, not because of our own human ingenuity, because of Abraham's obedience. And Mr. Armstrong, back in 1980, said that communism is the devil's effort through his demon-inspired human tool to take from us this greatest national and economic blessing. to blot us out, in other words. That's what's happening. And God is exposing it. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to request He Was Right or to subscribe to The Trumpet Magazine, Tomorrow's News Today, call our operators 1-866-930-3024. You can also send us some email feedback if you like. The email address for the show, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Fleury's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
In our legal system, our financial system, because of our openness. And
because of our openness.
Because
so
of our openness.
Openness is our strength, but it's also our weakness.
The strength that can be turned as a weakness. And this asymmetric warfare, these principles of asymmetric warfare, I had a conversation in Texas with a group of folks, and we were talking about, hey, don't sell these legacy ranches to Chinese-backed private equity firms. Don't sell these businesses. And they said, well, we got to make a living. I said, well, at what cost? At what cost? It's to your family, to your heritage, to our country. Don't let China-backed money invest into your business. Yeah, you need capital, but at what cost? They will take. And one of the articles up there is that if you move business production to China, you have no intellectual property. The Chinese government owns it. This is a vulnerability, and they've been doing this for years. They'll use this technique called boxcarring. I hope no one has ExpressVPN on their phones. Again, might get sued, Mike, but it's a Chinese-backed VPN, a virtual private network. So a VPN just creates a tunnel for the information that you think is important and want to protect, and it hits a boxcar when it gets to a junction, and it starts filling that boxcar with data, and they'll sift through that data, private information, intellectual property, business dealings, and they'll use that information. And even if it's encrypted, even if it's they don't have it, quantum computing is coming sooner rather than you think it. 3 to 5 years, nothing that you do will be private unless we make some substantive changes in our cybersecurity. That's coming. Just be aware that that's coming. If you think you've got money in a bank that's protected 3 to 5 years, you better think again. If you've got a company that's protecting some intellectual property, I mean, you really need to be thinking about this moving forward. This is what they'll do. They'll pull all that information and they'll boxcar it. So even if they can't break the encryption now, they'll break it. They've got, we call it Apartment One. It is a huge, huge building in the PLA, People's Liberation Army, that all they do is hack, break encryption, and steal data. And China uses that. I mean, they've copied, I believe it was Boeing jet. They've got a commercial jet that basically they copied and stole from a U.S. Airplane manufacturer, and they use that theft to leapfrog us in technology, Now, whether they can maintain it or sustain it, where they have that entrepreneurial engine in their upper Politburo class, that remains to be seen, but they use it. They're stealing America. They're stealing the Republic.
Right, and with that said, I'm going to go through now.
You can go ahead and bring it down, fellas. The live stream from Mike Lindell's symposium earlier this morning. I'm still picking it up in my ears, if you could turn that down. Somebody sent me this can you go ahead and shut it off, or is that? Somebody sent me this from the other day. It says here, when I see the present socialist government denouncing capitalism in all its forms, mocking with derision and contempt the tremendous free enterprise capitalistic system on which the mighty production of the United States is founded, I cannot help feeling that as a nation, we are not acting honorably or even honestly. That's a quote from Winston Churchill back in 1948. This was after World War II. And he says, when I see these socialist governments denouncing capitalism, I mean, we've talked about Mr. Armstrong sounding the alarm as God's watchman. I mean, here's this political watchman discussed even in Ezekiel 33. And I mean, how prescient are these remarks? What Winston Churchill was saying in those years following the war. And now, as you hear described on that symposium stage, these are the ways they steal. These are the ways they cheat. These are the ways they're trying to surpass the United States in technology, in growth, in power. This is the way they're buying up the nation. And here's how we're selling out. It's like it's a fire sale. People in the United States, so many people just thinking about just get the money and run. Who cares about this foreign invasion? Who cares about communist infiltration? They steal, they cheat, they lie. And then we come up to November 3rd, 2020, and you have top officials in the United States government saying, in that case, it was the safest ever. Yes, the safest, most perfect election in U.S. history. Liars. Liars, propagandists. We've been talking over the past week again about these parallels with church history, with Malachi's message. Yesterday, I went through some of the most memorable statements or quotes from Malachi's message. I went through that book myself over the last 4 or 5 days. Mr. Armstrong, it's quoted in there, some of the things Herbert Armstrong said about Mystery of the Ages, getting it out to the largest audience possible. My father says this, some ministers were critical of the decision to discontinue Mystery of the Ages, but Mr. DeKotch responded, God has not commanded us to view every word Mr. Armstrong wrote as sacred scripture. And my father says, well, we're not saying it's sacred scripture, but when you talk about how wonderful the book is, in the months that followed Mr. Armstrong's death, and when Mr. Armstrong, before he died, talked about, this is God-inspired. God gave me this. And we've got to get this to the largest audience possible. And then people who just had the courage to say, wait a second, we shouldn't be discontinuing this and throwing extra copies in the dumpster. They went after the critics. The new administration of the Worldwide Church of God, they turned and they attacked the people that would even dare criticize that decision to destroy Mystery of the Ages. My father says this, please read and study Mystery of the Ages again. I did. I wanted to see all the errors, quote unquote, they were talking about. Now I'm tenfold more convinced. It was a tragic decision to remove this book from publication. Study it again, prayerfully, and then tell me they made the right decision. So that's the acid test, right? Somebody comes along, this authoritarian, dictatorial government, and says, you don't read that. You can't read that. Well, if you've got an ounce of courage, you should say, I'm going to look into this myself. The Bible tells me to prove all things. I need to study like the Bereans did. Read it for yourself, my father said. Okay, most of you probably, you probably have Mystery of the Ages. So read it. Study it. See if Mr. DeKotch is right. See if it's riddled with error, or see if it's God-inspired. My father said this. This is in Malachi's message. The last specific warning to the Philadelphians is followed by mentioning the last specific reward they will receive. The two are connected because the reward is given if they don't allow a man or a Laodicean messenger to take their reward. See, we've got to hang on to what God gives to us. We've got to hang on to it. We've got to hold on. We've got to stand fast. Hold fast to the traditions. One last quote here. My father says, this is in Malachi's message toward the end. He says, thank God Jesus Christ shall return soon to rule his church and bring it the unity it should have today. It says, realize that this is all prophesied to happen. We can rejoice that the end of this age is very near. It says, brethren, please study and digest this message and pray fervently for God to guide you. Believe your Bible, not men. Your eternal life hangs in the balance. Believe your Bible, not men. And, you know, when you see where this leads, when you know that it's all prophesied to happen, we can rejoice that the end of this age is near. That's something we can, even with respect to the attack on the United States, we can find hope. Even in all of these dreadful events, even while coming under this communist attack, we can know that the end of this age is near. We know about the prophecy in Amos 7. We know how that God's going to turn the tables. But we also know there's other troubles ahead for the United States. Many, many prophecies bring this out, not least of which is the Olivet prophecy in Matthew 24, Luke 21. We've got to be prepared for this. And look, when the Bible talks about the sure word of prophecy, that's what has to be the anchor to our soul, to our hearts and minds. The sure word of Bible prophecy. It's all prophesied to happen. Thank God Jesus Christ shall soon return to rule his church and bring it the unity it should have today. This is that prophecy in Revelation 10 about Malachi's message or the little book. I read this the other day. It says in verse 8, and the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the angel, which stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. See, as sweet as it was, as sweet as it was, it's fulfilled prophecy, after all. It's prophesied in our Bibles. It's a difficult message to digest as well, because you see so much destruction and death, spiritually speaking, an abomination of desolation, right inside of God's church. And then you look at our dying nations. It is hard. It's difficult to watch it. It's difficult to see your nation dying, your nation gasping for breath. But we've got to see the bigger picture, as my father covers in Malachi's message. And we've got to continue on with God's work, of course. Revelation 10 and verse 11, it says, and he said to me, you must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. So you've got to go out. Amos 9, you can read that prophecy later. You've got to go and and get Mystery of the Ages out to the largest audience. And we fought for it. 6 years of litigation, 1997 to 2003. There was a lawyer on this roundtable who said to Mike Lindell, look, if Dominion's going after OAN and Newsmax, well, sign me up to defend them. And he said there ought to be more lawyers standing up for the truth, fighting for the truth. There's so many corrupt lawyers, just like there's so many corrupt politicians, just like there's so many corrupt law enforcement officials. So much corruption and sickness. That's prophesied. Isaiah 1 says it. The sickness, it's from the head. That's the top. That's the government. It's from head to toe. It runs right through the nation. Well, God says to his work, you take this message, you prophesy again before or about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Prophesy again, just like Herbert Armstrong did. You raise up the ruins. You carry on the legacy. That work of Herbert Armstrong, my father covers this in Malachi's message. He says it's never going to die. It's prophesied to continue right up through to the day of the Lord even. The preparation is in the works. The preparation for the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Be assured, this is all prophesied. That's how Malachi's message ends. Chapter 1 of Revelation 11, it says, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. No, there really should be no chapter break between chapter 10 and 11. It's a continuous story flow. But here it's talking about measuring the temple of God, using the little book to measure God's people. Okay, who's really with it? Who's really defending the truth? Who's in the inner court? And who's in the outer court? We need that measuring device. Look, God said in 2 Thessalonians 2, he would send strong delusion because people didn't love the truth. He's testing our love for the truth. He wants to see where you stand. Verse 2, it says, but the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. So those in the outer court, they're just going to go right into the great tribulation, and God's going to try to reach them even there. And he will, a lot of them, tens of thousands are going to turn to God in repentance and faith during the great tribulation. There's another group, a great multitude. They come out of the great tribulation as well. They respond to this message. They didn't respond today. There's not tens of millions of people in God's church today. There's not even tens of millions listening regularly. But certainly the message will spread. And you can see how, more and more, how it stands out in this world of darkness. You see, just on the subject of November 3rd, you see how intense the effort is to blot it out, to just not even let it go out. That in itself tells you all that you need to know about who's hovering over the target. Satan is a master at covering his tracks. God, though, exposes. He exposes this great evil. And the Bible says if we stand against the devil, if we resist against him with God's help and power, he will flee from us. Speaks of the two witnesses and the work that they will do during that great tribulation day of the Lord period. And then, again, going back to that quote by my father, what did he say? He said, thank God Jesus Christ shall return soon to rule his church and to bring it the unity it should have today. Realize that this is all prophesied to happen. Now, continue on with the story flow here. The continuous story flow, verse 13 of Revelation 11, it says, and that the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. And the second woe is past, verse 14 says, and behold, the third woe comes quickly. I mean, all of these prophesied events, they're just happening in rapid succession. Verse 15 says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Our God-commissioned work, outlined there in Malachi's message, and that commission is expanded on out to the rest in this world as well, the largest audience possible. It all culminates, doesn't it, in the greatest event in the history of the universe. It just goes on and on forever. That's Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. God's kingdom established on this earth. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, returning to this earth. Like it's described in Zechariah 14, Revelation chapter 19. So many prophecies in the Bible. I just will conclude with encouraging you, as we've been encouraged heading into this school year, the next semester beginning next week on Monday, to get grounded in the foundation of it all, Malachi's message to God's church today. If you do that, you're going to, among other things, you're going to really come to appreciate more deeply God's love and his mercy. You see in that message God appealing to his children, to his Laodicean brethren, to return to his family. He's reaching out to them through this message, through Malachi's message, through the Key of David, through this program, through the website, the trumpet. It'll really deepen your appreciation of God's love and mercy, and it'll also help you to more deeply love those wayward brethren, the Laodicean brethren. It's been so long. It's been 30, 35 years. It's easy to just forget about them and to think that, well, they've made their decision. They drifted far from God. They were deceived. And yes, they were deceived because they had let down spiritually. They weren't praying and studying. They weren't crying out to God. They weren't going through Malachi's message the way that they should have. But still, God can wake them up. God says we should pray for them. You read through and study Malachi's message, you're also going to be reminded of why God has such high praise for Herbert W. Armstrong. Why does God have such a high opinion of Mr. Armstrong? What is it that he did? Mr. Armstrong is also mentioned in Malachi's message, not just with respect to the work and writing Mystery of the Ages. There's a good section in there about his autobiography. A wonderful book teaching us how to be teachers for God, how to be a minister. We're all going to be ministers. God's church is we're the teachers of tomorrow. We've got to learn it deeply enough to teach it, to explain it. It'll give you a greater appreciation, too, for my father and for what he's done from Malachi's message on to this point, following in Herbert Armstrong's steps. You really do. When you study Malachi's message, you really deepen your love for God's law as well. His law of love, as I say, you see how it's a work of love. It's a message of love. It's God reaching out to his family. And you read all those prophecies in Malachi's message, it'll build your faith as well. Realize, as my father said at the end, realize it's all prophesied to happen. And it leads right into the greatest event in the history of the universe. You are listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to email some feedback to the show, don't forget our email address, td@thetrumpet.com. And you can also ask us through email about subscribing to The Trumpet or getting He Was Right or ordering Malachi's message. Thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.